The people around here for this rough ground-looking material, do they say Cosack or Cosack?
Cosack.
Say if a man had some corn that he wanted to take to the mill to be ground, something about the amount that he would take at one time. Have you ever heard that called anything? I'm going to take a something of corn to the mill.
A sack of corn.
Okay. What about if a man were using firewood to burn to keep his house warm? The amount that he could carry in his two arms at one time, he'd say, I'm going to go out and get me a
load of wood.
Okay. Getting back to the corn, have you ever heard people talk about a ton of corn?
Tons.
Well, not a ton, but a ton.
A ton.
Yeah. Have no bone. Say if that thing burned out, you say you have to replace it.
Right.
And if your mother had some clothes that she just washed, she wants to take them out and hang them up and dry them, or would she probably carry them outside
in a basket?
Okay. And if you wanted to, if you had some liquid, you would put it in a bottle, something that you could stick on the top of it to keep it from spilling off?
A lid.
Okay. Right. Okay. And this is a musical instrument that you can play by blowing on it, moving it back and forth across your mouth.
I can't even think of the name of that.
Do you call it a harp or harmonica?
Harmonica, yeah.
What about the one that you kind of kick out of the wheel and make a spine noise? And there's two that you pound nails with, you just call them.
A hammer.
Sure, okay. Can I ask you a few things about a wagon? On a wagon, the long wooden piece that runs between the two horses. Have you ever heard that called anything? Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you had a buggy. Those two wooden pieces that you have to back the horse between. Have you heard that kind of thing? Buggy shafts or something like that? Okay. Say on a wagon wheel, right in the center, you got a hub, and the spokes go out from the hub, and they attach it to the, what would you call the outside of the edge of the wagon wheel? So that's the... rim, maybe? You know what the traces on a wagon are?
Traces,
yeah. They're these metal chains that come back and attach the horse to the wagon itself.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea what the traces come back and attach to? The part that kind of moves like this right in front of the wagon? Have you ever heard of a single tree or a swingle tree?
I've heard of a single tree.
Okay. And if you had two horses and each one had a single tree, they'd both be attached to a
double tree.
Good. Okay. That's about twice as much as I knew about a wagon when I started to do. Say this expression, if a man passed in front of your house and he had a wagon load of wood, and a little while later he came back and was empty. And this just kept up all day, you know, taking the wood and coming back with it empty. You say all day he'd been... This expression, if something's too heavy for me to pick up, like a big trunk, I might say, well, I couldn't pick that thing up, I just had to cross the floor.
Drag it.
Yeah, okay. You say you drag it back. Yesterday you...
drug it.
Yeah, and I had plenty of times before. I had...
drag it.
Say, talking about the farm again, if a farmer is going to get his field ready, he would break up the ground for the first time with a
plow.
Yeah. Do you know, does your father use different kinds of plows?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the names of them?
Well, he has one, and you know, it's just, you know, one by itself, you know, just with one thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has these others with a, you know, a whole lot of them. I don't know what you call them.
Yeah.
And he has this one